Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people, good things. If people will follow God, they will begin to understand him. But everything is in the Word of God. The Lord told us right up front what he would do. There's wisdom in it. It's holy. It's pure. There's nothing wrong with what God is doing. Even the judgment of God is love in action. I'm going to say that again. The judgment of God is love in action. Because Daniel prophesied that there would be an end of sin. In Daniel chapter, in the chapters 9, 10, and 11. You know, Daniel had dreams. And the angel helped him understand the interpretation. Daniel sought the Lord until he got his answer. And the Lord told him, he fasted 21 days, 3 weeks, until he got his answer. Now, he ain't no pleasant thing, and no meats, no pleasant. He drank water, no pleasant food, till he got his answer. And people call that a Daniel fast. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. I'm going to get an answer. I'm going to knock, seek, and ask. I'm going to find what I need. And believe God until he manifests the answer. Now, Jesus Christ was prophesied. And he prophesied that there was a time limit on it. It was from the time they built the city in the days of Nehemiah. And it was so many hundreds of years till Christ would come and end sins. Now, Jesus came to end sins and put a stop to it forever. One scripture said that the day will come, you'll look for an evil man and won't be able to find one. The Lord's shutting it down. He's still choosing the light and dividing light from darkness. Whether it's people, actions, whatever it is, he divides light from darkness. In the previous broadcast, we talked about that, how the Lord saw the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. And the Word of God does the same thing. When a man comes to Jesus and comes to the Lord and believes on Jesus as his Savior, the Lord divides him out of he chose the light, so he's received into the kingdom of God, and he's equipped to reject the darkness. So when you everything that you do should do what God, if you do what God is doing, your life will be safe, your life will be blessed, it will be most blessed. But people don't always do what God does. God selected the light and divided the darkness from himself. Now, we're designed to attract people to the light of God's word. And the truest people are going to come to the light. And the most dedicated people will remain in the light. And some will come to the light and leave the light. It's kind of like the wise and foolish virgins. That's how people are. That's how Christians are, because that's how people are. They are wise and foolish Christians. Some people dedicate themselves to receive God's word, and they don't let the world interfere in their life. And some people do it in part, and they have partial success. And some people are haphazard, and they end up lost again. Lost again. They left the light. And then even the leaders, people, God said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. And people do it the way they want to do it. They think their tactics will work. Your tactics are not going to work. Human tactics don't work in the kingdom of God. You got to do it. Everything you do, let it be sanctioned by the Holy Spirit, and you'll be safe. And you will choose the light and reject darkness. But when people compromise with the world, they always lose something. And they lose the most precious things, fooling with the world. Good marriage is in because people look at the world. They run their life by the worldly standards. They look over their shoulder. And they desire things they shouldn't desire, whether it's people or things. If somebody buy a new car, you got to buy a new car. And that's not wisdom. You know, you do what's in your heart. Do what's according to wisdom. Not lust, desire, and greed. Those things distract you, take you away from the kingdom of God. But people who prosper the most, they love God's word. And they divide the darkness from them, from their lives. And we pointed out how the Lord he put enmity between his seed and Satan's seeds. He put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. Even again, when God blessed Abraham, he said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curses you. Now, he was directing his, he used the singular when he said, I will curse him that curse you, because Satan is behind, he was the enemy. So when Jesus came, he gave us power over, he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy, all of it. Whether it's demons or people, anything that's in cahoots with Satan, we have authority over it. We don't have authority over humans, but we can stop satanic activity against our lives. And I've done it. I know it works. I've seen gunfights, and I tell Satan he can't use anybody to kill anybody or hurt anybody. And even though they're shooting their guns, they miss everybody. Because when you stop the enemy's works, then the angels can protect his people, the people of God, and people that he can put, the angels that watch over our lives can protect us. But see, when there's demons involved and people are in the will of the demons, then people can die. The enemy already know who we want to kill. It's not always the people that started the fight or in the fight. He wants to hurt and wound people and shatter people's lives at his will. But when somebody put a stop to him, then the angels can help people live until they get their mind right. See, when people start praying for themselves, then the angels that watch over their life are activated. But when people operate in sin, they're deactivated. And if they continue in sin, Satan will be activated. If people could see the spiritual war around them, they wouldn't do such foolish things. And they'll start seeking God, but you can't. You're going to have to use your faith to see this. You're going to have to see what God said. You're going to have to let him navigate you in this life. And stay in the will of God and the love of God. People that don't thrive in the love of God, they always have a problem following God's instructions. Now, some people are skilled that they'll do the word of God. They won't do anybody wrong. They won't cheat anybody. And they're not in lust and greed. They don't go out of their way to do wrong. But they don't thrive in what God has for them. They're not offensive. If we follow God, we become offensive, like Daniel. Daniel was determined to find the answer, and he pushed it to the he took it to the highest court ever, and the Lord gave him the knowledge that he greatly desired and desperately needed. Now, the king of Persia, the demons over Persia, not the human king, but the demons that was trying to run Persia, didn't want Daniel to know that information. And the angel that was coming to get him had to fight with him. Michael had to fight with the king of Persia, and he won. Daniel, see, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You got to get your answer. Win your war. There's a spiritual war going on, so when you believe God for information, it's coming to you. Satan tries hard to interfere with it. So when the Lord wants to tell you something, seek him and knock and ask till you get your answer. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And you can just move Satan out of the way at your will. You have authority. You can tell him, you can't hinder me from hearing from my God. God wants to tell me something, he's going to tell me what I'm going to learn, all that he wants to give me. And Satan, you can't interfere with it in Jesus' name. I'm going to get all the understanding God desires to give me and more in Jesus' name. And that's the attitude. When you adopt that attitude, you can do anything. You're unlimited then. Now, regular men won't understand it. Even preachers won't understand it. Only those who endeavor to know God will begin to understand what you're doing. See, it's not, things are not perfect. It'll be wonderful if all the pastors and preachers were like Daniel and got answers and governed their lives by God's word and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They'll do the moral things in the word, but they don't always obey the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the Holy Spirit can't reveal things because they're not strong in that area. But those who seek the Lord to know him and stay in his presence and are interested in what God wants to do, not their tactics, they're the ones that's going to know these things. Those who appear in the heart, they will see God. And the Lord, he wants to give us more light to work with. But you got to be obedient. You got to draw near to him. There's no gimmick. You can't give, you can't sow seeds to get this. You're just going to have to take time and pray and receive from the Lord. You're going to have to yield yourself to the Lord and hear him out. Go in prayer and hear him out. And commune with him and talk with him. Purify your hearts. Purify your mind. Purify your body. Don't be, you know, get to the point where you're not distracted by the world. Now, I learned to overcome the world by two things helped me overcome this world system. Loving people and not fearing evil. I'm not afraid of any form of evil. I'm not afraid of what I'll do. I'm not afraid of lust. I'm not afraid of greed. I'm definitely not afraid of pride. Because perfect love casts out the fear. And without fear, you detach Satan. Satan, if you have any form of fear in your life, that's where Satan's got a hold in your life. If you fear things in your business, he's attached to you. Your fear attaches Satan to your business. Your fear can attach Satan. It will attach Satan to your marriage, your relationships. Don't fear that your children will do the worst. Believe in your children and teach them the word of God. I learned from Kenneth Hagin in his book I read. Oh, he gave a woman good advice, spiritual counsel. She wanted her son to go to church and love God. And she was badgering him. And he said, stop doing that to him. You're his mother. Confess with your mouth that you surround him with love and with faith. And I do my children that way. I surround them. I call that name. I surround them with love and with faith. And good things happen to them. It works. You don't have to badger people and make them do what you want them to do and make them go to church and make them hear and make them love and make them. No. I taught them well. I taught them the word of God. They have a foundation. And now I speak the word. I pray for them. And I ask the Lord to help me know what to pray for if I ever need to. And I surround them with love and with faith. And I rebuke Satan. I tell Satan, your whole plan against my children is dead. You can't do whatever it was you was trying to do and whatever you want to do. You can't do it. You can't sow bad people in their life. You can't send the wrong spouse. But I pray for them. And I gave them counsel and taught them what to watch out for. I told my daughters, men that don't want to come around your family, especially the men of your family, they don't have good intentions towards you. They're not serious. And I've seen that so many times. Men that they're always around the woman, but they won't come around her family, especially the men of her family. They know they're wrong. They got other girlfriends. They just using the woman. They're not coming around the men because they know they're wrong. Their conscience won't let them. See, when darkness always tries to hide. If you want to get rid of darkness, one way to do it is talk about the light. Live the light. Run to the light. Go to the light. Not just natural light, but I'm talking about the heart of God's word. They'll leave. Some of them will run away. And you know, Satan is evil. Some men, they want a good wife because their wife has morals and won't cheat on them. But they'll cheat on their wife. And you don't mess with God's anointing. That's not going to work right. Things happen to people like that. It's important to love God and do what's right. You will shorten your life doing the wrong thing. If you're always doing the wrong thing, you're shortening your life. And Satan is just weaving he's wrapping you up with cords. It's harder to get out of the world when you do some things. It'll take a very strong anointing, and you'll have to be willing when the yokes are broken. Or it can get much worse. If you have come to the light and understand and then go back to darkness, your life gonna be messed up. It's not right. It's not God's will. We have to learn the ways of God and hear him out. He has so much to say and so much wisdom to give. But Jesus is dividing impurities out of his kingdom. There will be no impurities when everything is completed. Now, he already gave us salvation. He already gave us his word. He already died for us. He already bled for us. He already gave us life. But there'll be no impurities in heaven. We can't carry him up there. If we become impure, we may not go. Because that would be an end to sin. People think that just because when they go to heaven, they won't want sin. If you want it now, you can want it then. You have to get rid of it here. And when you're there, you're more encouraged. There's no interference against you, so you can grow. But if you don't want to do right now, you're not going to want to do right then, even in God's presence. See, when Jesus reigns 1,000 years, the enemy's going to be bound. Humans will, men on earth will thrive. And people that survive the tribulation, they'll still die. And they'll still populate. The church will be perfect like Christ. We'll live the whole, we don't die anymore. But those that don't get raptured out, they'll have to survive the tribulation. There's going to be another rapture in the middle of, and also in the tribulation, because you see the 144,000 and the people that got saved in their ministry in heaven. But beyond that, after the 1,000 years, Satan will be loose for a while. Now they were living with Jesus 1,000 years at that point, and people will still run to Satan. He's going to rally an army. The last battle of Gog and Magog, the last battle, and there'll be no more sin ever. He's going to shut it all down. See, he's still dividing the wheat from the chaff, light from darkness. And he's not, and until it's complete, and when it's all done, there'll be no more wicked men, period. There'll be no more evil nowhere. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to talk to you and move in your life. The Holy Spirit is ready and willing. Seek, knock, and ask. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.